Blog Talk Radio.
Help you to do what I tell the most love. Don't you feel
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah, bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father God, we come on this afternoon, Father God, with a grateful heart. We come on this afternoon, Father, lifting up your holy and your righteous name. We come on this afternoon, Father, realizing that it did not have to be so, but you made it so, and God, we honor you on today, Father God. As we come confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father. We come on this afternoon with an attitude of gratitude. We come on this afternoon, Father God, because there's life in our bodies, Father. Hallelujah, which did not have to be. There's strength in our bodies, which did not have to be. There's grace and favor upon our lives, which did not have to be, Father God. There's a way made out of no way, which did not have to be, Father God. We bless you, Father God, for this opportunity to fellowship, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, to come together knowing that there's no time and distance in the Spirit, glory be to the living God, hallelujah. But Father God, we come, we give up this next hour, we give up this time, we give up this afternoon to declare that God is first. Oh, glory be to God, and you're the Lord of our lives, and we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God, as your word goes forth across the airways, Father God, into every house, Father God, that are tuned in, Father God, every car, Father God, standing on at the bus station, at the bus stop, Father God, as your word goes out into the atmosphere, glory be to the living God, it will not and cannot return unto you void. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you over and over and over again. Thank you for another day that you have made, and therefore we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Thank you for blessing our services on today, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. You and you alone are glorified. Your people are edified. Satan is already horrified, but he's a loser. He's a bona fide loser. Glory be to God. The work of the cross cannot be undone. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we're standing in victory because we're standing on your promises. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and good afternoon. Good afternoon to our partners, to our family, amen. Good afternoon to our visitors. Good afternoon to everybody under our sound of our voice, and welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, to our Sunday fellowship worship. Amen. Actually, Sunday is like any other day here in our ministry. Amen. Because this is just how we do it. Amen. This is how we do it. Amen. So we welcome you to, amen, our celebration of life. Amen. As we lift up Jesus Christ. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Giving God the praise, all the glory and the honor. Amen. Dare not complain. Dare not complain. Amen. Glory be to God. I could complain. I would complain, but I won't complain. Amen. And we bless God. Amen. If you're a first-timer with us, please enjoy our services to the extent you'll keep on coming back. Amen. As we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Sunday, this 7 days. I don't care what day you start with, it still adds up to seven. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Our scriptures for today. Amen. Just want to write just a few, read a couple verses in your hearing. Amen. Glory be to God. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, verse 56, 1 Kings 8, 56, blessed be the Lord, which have given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There have not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Joshua, amen, 21:44. Joshua 21:44. And the Lord gave them rest about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There faileth not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Amen. And then if we drop down to chapter 23, verse number 14, and it reads, now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We are coming to encourage your heart this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As we talk, amen, on the subject, speaking on the promises. Standing on the promises. Standing on the promises, and our subtopic is not one word. Not one word fails. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to have one more selection. And then we will come forth, amen, with thus saith the Lord for this hour. Amen and amen.
Standing on the promises. Holding fast with all my might to his word. Because if God said it, I believe it by my faith. So I'm standing on the promises. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna turn around. I'm standing on the promises of God. Mm-hmm. I'm standing on the promises. Trusting in what God says. Only clinging to the word that I have read. I'm not trusting in the
and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Beloved, amen. We see in our scriptures on this morning, amen, glory be to God, how, amen, the people of God was encouraged, amen, as they reviewed the history of God to see, amen, that God's word, every word that God speaks, amen, come to pass. Amen. Not only does every word that God speaks come to pass, beloved, glory be to God, the word of God continues to encourage us that not one word, not only does God's word come to pass, but not one word it fails. Not one word is altered, beloved. Glory be to God. When we look at the definition of the word fail, amen, according to Webster, to fail means to be unsuccessful in achieving one's goals. To fail is to neglect to do something. When somebody comes short, beloved, amen, glory be to God. And God has an excellent history, amen, glory be to God. He is faithful. He is excellent, amen. He does, amen, exactly, amen, what he says, amen, that he would do. Now, beloved, what makes these scriptures so outstanding is it goes into detail to tell us that not only does God do what he says he's going to do, but not one word fail. Now, beloved, we know it's easy to fail one word. We can think about situations, glory be to God, if somebody may say, well, you know, I have $100 to pay this bill, see, but when they show up, they don't have $100, they got $99. Well, that was one word that failed in your communication, because you don't have $100. You failed. You came up one word short. You think of someone thinking, you know, we have plenty of eggs. We have more than enough to go around. But see, but when you get there and distribution takes place, you find out you didn't have enough to go around because these people over here didn't get any. You came short. You came one word short in your communication. You had eggs, but you didn't have enough. You had money, but you didn't have enough. We think about sentences such as, you know, well, she has every color in her wardrobe. She has a vast wardrobe. She has every color. Every color. But you get to her wardrobe and you look and you don't see nothing in the color red. They came one word short. They came one word short. Yes, she has a vast wardrobe. She has a lot of colors, but you said she had every color. And she don't have every color. So you came one word short. Beloved, glory be to God. Somebody may say, you know, well, this event that we're going to, it's going to have men and it's going to have women. Men and women are going to be there. Glory be to God. Uh-huh. And you get to the event and you don't see no women. There was an event. There was people. There was men. But you said it was going to be men and women. You came up one word short in your communication. Someone may say, well, you know, in the year 1712, a baby was born every day that year. Every day a baby was born. But when you check the records and you do the history, you found out that there was a few days in that year that no babies was born. Was babies born in that year? Yes, babies were born in that year. Was babies born every day in that year? No, they were not. You came up one word short when you used the word every day. Men and women come together and they stand before the preacher and they stand before a crowd and they make their vows. To, you know, we are married till death do we part. The operative word is death. You said death. But then you find out a few years later, they're filing for a divorce. But you said death. You came up one word short in your vocabulary because you used the word death. My last example, beloved, we may, glory be to God, you hear people say, well, you know, we'll be there. We're on our way. We will get there before the event is over. They said before the event. Well, did they come to the event? Yes, they did. Did they get there before it was over? No, they didn't. Matter of fact, they got there after it was over. That one word, beloved, one word that I'm sure that we are all guilty of when we examine our conversations, when we go back and look at what we have said, what we have committed to, beloved, and we see that we have all come one word short. It is so easy to come one word short. But, beloved, the Bible tells us all throughout the scriptures this morning, beloved, that every promise God has made has been fulfilled, not one. Not one. Write the word one. Not one. Was only one? No, God said not one. It's only one word. It's only one promise. It's only one person. God said not one. Not one, beloved. God's promises are sure. God's promises are rock solid. God's promises are not wavering. God's promises are not half-truths. He said not one. Glory be to God. Beloved, we can stand on God's promises this morning. I just come with a very simple message to you this morning, beloved, that when God makes a promise is a promise, and God will not alter one word of his promise. He is not a man, and he is not a liar. Beloved, when we look at some of the promises of God, Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When we look at God's promise in Psalms 37:40, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Psalms 48:14. For this our God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide even unto death. Proverbs 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Promises, promises, promises. 1 Corinthians 2:9. As it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. John 6:35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Isaiah 49:25. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the pride of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contend with thee, and I will save your children. Promises, promises, promises. Psalms 9:10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalms 34:18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Acts 16:31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Deuteronomy 33:12. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. Promises, promises, promises. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Promises, promises, promises. Psalms 49:15. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. Matthew 6:14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 18:4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Deuteronomy 6:18. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou may go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Promises, promises, promises. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amos 5:4. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. Psalms 5:12. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Psalms 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalms 84:11. The Lord is my sun and shield. The Lord gives us grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. Proverbs 3:24. When thou lay down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Promises, promises, promises. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knock, it shall be opened. Proverbs 11:28. He that trusts in his riches shall fail, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. 1 John 4 and 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Isaiah 40 and 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. John 15 and 15. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Proverbs 3 and 6. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Promises, promises, promises. Mark 11, 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Isaiah 25 and 8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off his face. Deuteronomy 20 and 4. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Psalms 41 and 1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Promises, promises, promises. John 14, 21. He that hath my commandments and keep them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. For I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Jeremiah 30 and 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Romans 6 and 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Proverbs 22 and 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Deuteronomy 29 and 9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. Psalms 37, 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Isaiah 54 and 10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that have mercy on thee. Acts 20:35. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Psalms 146 and 8. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Promises, promises, promises. Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Proverbs 1:33. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and he shall be quiet from fear of evil. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer believing, ye shall receive. 2 Peter 1:8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalms 9:10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee. Promises, promises, promises. Psalms 149:4. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And Deuteronomy 11:15. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou may eat and be full. Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Promises, promises, promises. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Isaiah 65:24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Glory be to God. Promises, promises, promises. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. John 14:18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Promises, promises, promises. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Psalms 32:8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. Romans 10:11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more and more unto the perfect day. Revelations 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Promises, promises, promises. Psalms 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Joel 2:26, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. John 15:10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Promises, promises, promises. Isaiah 58:9. Then shall thy call, and the Lord will answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Mark 9:41. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, ye shall not lose his reward. Beloved, I come to tell you that a promise is a promise with the Lord, and this is why we can read, glory be to God, hallelujah, in 1 Kings 8:56, glory be to God, hallelujah, blessed be the Lord that have given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he has promised. I come to prophesy that the Lord has given you rest. Why? This is your season of rest. You have labored to enter into his rest. Why, big beloved? Because there have not failed one word, no partial truce. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he hath promised, beloved. Glory be to God. I come to encourage you that this is your season of breakthrough, beloved, because the Lord says in Joshua 21:44, and the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. I come to prophesy that your enemies are going down and you're going up. Why? Because verse 45 said, there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. God's promises came to pass. I said not one word failed, beloved. Joshua 23:14, now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises of the Lord your God gave you failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. Not one word failed. God didn't come short on one word. We're not talking about God coming short on one promise. We're saying God didn't come short on one word within that promise. Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning that a promise is a promise with the Lord. God does not give any partial truths. Glory be to God. This is why we can close with this scripture here in Revelation 22. Revelation 22 and 18 says this, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God will add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man take away the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." Beloved, nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken away. A promise is a promise. Not one word fail. Beloved, I come to tell you right now that you can take these promises to the bank. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bless you for the word of God on today. Father God, we come to say thank you that you have come to encourage us through your word, that you've already made your promises and you're not going to change your mind. Father God, the only thing we have to do is do our part. Father God, if we do our part, it's guaranteed you're going to do yours, because not one word of your good promises has failed. It will never fail. It can't fail because there's no failure in you. We thank you, Father God, for encouraging us and putting a fence of protection around us, because some of us needed this extra security level this day. Some of us needed this word, Father God, to fortify so we can get rid of fear, so we can get rid of doubt. Father God, we're getting headaches, blood pressure going up, sugar going up, Father God, trying to be calm, but we're worrying. But Father God, we thank you, Father, for the word of God that has fortified us, Father God, that we do not have to lean to our own understanding. All we have to do is stand on your promise, because not one word of your promise is going down. And we say thank you, and we bless you that we can take it to the bank and make a deposit and withdraw on it too. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Not one word fail. Not one word. Anybody happy but me? Anybody happy but me? Amen. Glory be to God. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, we want you to stand on the word this morning. It is not God's will that any soul should perish. It is not God's will that one soul be lost. Will you be that one that is not lost by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? Right where you are, just ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins. Acknowledge him as Lord and Savior and invite him to come and live in your heart. And then thank God for saving you. And your soul is saved. You've been snatched from eternal damnation. And then now all you have to do is sit under some good teaching, such as this ministry here, that you might grow up in your salvation. Then reach out to us at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Send us an email. Communicate with us. Amen. So we can pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And do our part to make sure that you grow strong in the Lord's kingdom. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you'd like to sow into the soil of this ministry today, amen, glory be to God, amen. Hallelujah. There's several ways that you can get sow. Amen. You go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Make a donation there. Our cash app is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. To God be praise, glory, amen, and all of the honor. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And we thank God for you, for you, and for you. Amen. Father God, we praise. Father God, we bless the offerings. We bless the tithes and the offerings. Father God, that there will be meat in your storehouse. Father God, we thank you for blessing it. Thank you for blessing the money as we, Father, to build up your kingdom and tear down a stronghold of sin. Now we ask that you would bless the giver. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Rebuke the devourer in Jesus' name. Father, as we go forward this day, may we go forward in faith. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Help us to grab hold of every promise in your book, Father God. And if we can't, just help us to take one at a time. Because the truth of the matter is one promise is enough. The truth of the matter is one word is enough. One word. Peter stepped on the word come, Father God, and he was able to walk on water. So we don't even need the full promise. All we need is one word, because not one word of your promise is going down, so one word is enough. Thank you for strengthening our faith. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. And God knows we was loaded down with the word today. Thank you, Father. We're going to belch on this message, because we're full. We're full. And we say thank you, that the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And Satan, we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Please come back with us again tomorrow morning. We'll be here at 6 a.m., Lord's willing. Amen. Starting and continuing our week as we meet for breakfast. Amen. Our spiritual breakfast, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Blessings on blessings and blessings. And remember, not one word, not one word. Every word that God speaks counts. He means exactly what he says. All you got to do is hear him, and all you got to do is believe. God bless you.
Standing on the promises. Holding fast with all my might. Word. Because if God said it, I believe it. By my faith, I shall receive it. So I'm standing on the promises. I'm not gonna give up, I'm not gonna give in, I'm not gonna turn around. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises. Trusting.